It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Many people keep personal journals to document important moments or help organize their thoughts. However, have you ever kept a work journal? Here to tell us why you might want to consider doing so is Sasha King, independent career consultant. Sasha, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be back.
So, first of all, explain what career journaling is.
Okay. Career journaling is looking at your work life and looking at what you're doing every day on the job, what your goals are, or if you need to take some kind of career transition.
So this is not you're a career journalist. You are journaling about your career.
Yes. You're actually looking at three different aspects of your career. When I usually coach my clients through career journaling, I usually have them focus on different aspects of their career. So one type of career journal would be something like I call a reflexive practice journal. And in this journal, they would focus on their strengths, how they plan their workday. What are they accomplishing on their day? And that's a really important aspect of actually chronologically improving your work performance. What research has shown us is that people who constantly keep track of their small wins every day, and what do I mean by small wins? I mean things that you accomplish in the day that you didn't expect to, or things that you have accomplished on a project. So keeping track of those things actually helps you figure out, how do I get more of these things done? Another reason why it's so important is people who are key to being innovative in their fields need to keep track of inspiration. So one of the other advantages of keeping a work journal is that you can keep track of, oh, this article was very inspirational. I need to go back and look at this. Or, wow, I had this great idea and let me write this down so I don't forget it. Because one of the things that we know in terms of accomplishing a task or even setting up a goal, people who write things down and go back to it are more likely to accomplish what they need.
And when it comes to keeping track of these small goal accomplishments, when somebody looks back at their journal and they see the scoreboard, as it were, are they going to be more encouraged or discouraged? Probably more encouraged by the fact that they're keeping track of these things?
Yes, they're usually much more encouraged. What I've seen when I've worked through clients, especially clients who sometimes don't have an understanding of what their strengths are as workers, when they keep track of their small wins for 30 days, which is an exercise I have them do, they find out, oh my gosh, I forgot I had this skill in running conference calls. And that's something that if I want to transition to another job, I can sell that strength because I kept track of the fact I did this activity successfully for a long period of time.
And psychologically, it sounds like it would give a person a boost because if they look back on these small victories, these small wins as you call them, then they can say, hey, you know what? I'm pretty good at this. I know that I'm good at what I do, and this confirms that.
Yes. So it has a positive effect on your self-esteem, your effectiveness, and levels of achievement. The reason why many top performers across disciplines actually keep journals is because it allows them to reflect on those things. So just to give you an example of some top performers in our current society that do that, Oprah Winfrey keeps a journal on everything that she does, and she actually releases these things to the public. Some other top performers across the ages, Ernest Hemingway, John Adams, Andy Warhol, and Benjamin Franklin all kept journals that you can even look at if you want to get ideas for how you would want to keep a work journal to become more effective. One other thing that I encourage my clients to do is once we help them figure out what kind of personality they profile they have through something like Myers-Briggs, sometimes we will even take one of these luminaries and actually look at, okay, can we find a copy of their journal on Amazon? And are there things that their work practices that you can use and implement to be more successful in the job?
We're talking with Sasha King, independent career consultant here on Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer on 90.5 WESA. So when you talk about doing work journals, you're not talking about writing War and Peace here. What is the checklist that people should go through and limit themselves to?
The checklist that you should limit yourself to when you are working on a work journal is that you want to figure out what goal you have in mind. So is it a question of you want to reflect on how productive you are? Do you want to reflect on your career transition, or do you just want to keep an idea of overall of how strong you are? All you really have to do for most work journals is answer maybe 5 or 6 questions on a 1 sheet of paper to 3 pages. That can take you anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes at the end or beginning of a workday. It does not necessarily need to take all your time at all.
What are some other ways that career journaling is useful?
Career journaling is also very useful in terms of your evaluations for your job. One of the things that's happening to many of the modern employees out there is that they're asked to take on more and more tasks that may be undermining their general performance of the what they were hired to do. So one of the things that I encourage them to do is actually keep what I call a yes and no journal. So a yes and no journal asks you to keep a record of what you were performing in terms of your daily tasks and also ask you to take one of your tasks and say no or not complete it during that day. Why do we do this? One of the things that we're finding in terms of research in workforce development is many times those things that we're saying no to, these are menial tasks that can be performed by someone else. Sometimes you're covering for the performance of a lackluster employee. So keeping track of this information, especially if you're having a situation where you are having issues with a lackluster performance of someone else that you're helping out to get projects done, it kind of gives you the ammunition you need to address that issue when it comes to performance evaluation time.
Just say I've been doing all these other things, so you know I haven't been able to focus fully on my own primary job responsibilities.
Absolutely. If you don't keep track of that when you go to speak to a manager about these problems, it's hard to prove that.
Do you have to – how do you couch it, though, so that it doesn't sound like you're rationalizing?
It's not – because it's really meant for your own productivity, It's not meant to use as a tool saying, oh, I'm not getting my work done, so I'm going to be rational. I'm going to rationalize and say, oh, because I'm doing all this tasks, I'm not getting my work done. You have to learn how to prioritize, which is the second reason why I have people keep the yes and no journals. Sometimes when we look through people's journals, we'll find out, okay, you have a problem with prioritizing tasks. So what are the most important tasks that you need to get done in your day according to your supervisor and your employer overall? And let's rearrange how you're doing your work day to get those tasks done first and then worry about the more menial tasks. So it's still an accountability tool.
And you recommend 3 types of journals. Have we covered all 3 types? And if not, what all are they? And what are they supposed to accomplish?
Well, we've covered 2 out of the 3. We're missing one, yes. So the first one we covered a little earlier was about reflecting on what you do in a workday. And so that's a reflective practice journal. The yes and no journal we've just discussed. And the third one is the career transitions journal.
Career transitions journal.
The career transitions journal. One of the things that many of us don't prepare for when we go get a degree or even start off on our first job or plan our early 20s career directory is that things will happen in your life that will cause you to either question whether you want to remain in your career path or whether or not you need to make change in your career path. Example of groups of people I have used this journal type would be people who have a child, have to take care of a loved one, or suddenly they realize, okay, there's more to life than work, so I need to make changes. So some of the highlights of using the career transitions journal is that you really start cataloging what are the things that you like about your current job or line of work, what don't you like, and what are if you would like to make a career change, how would that impact your life in terms of your own well-being, anyone who's close to you like your family or significant other, and then finally, you have to figure out, and this is something why I make them keep this journal for sometimes up to 3 months, is we have to ask ourselves, do you have the time and perseverance if you do want to make a radical career transition to actually get either the education or certification needed for the new career? So those are the 3 types of journaling for careers.
And can the journal give you insights into how efficient you are in terms of how you use your time, how – you know, if you are looking to make a transition to another job, can you look back at your journals and say, boy, based on what I've chronicled here, am I really ready to make this leap?
Yes. When clients come to me with that issue or problem, one of the things I have them do is I actually give them a sheet that we turn into a booklet that chronologically looks through their workday from 7 a.m. to roughly 9 o'clock at night. and they have to catalog what they're doing every hour. And suddenly they find out, okay, I really have time or the energy and the stamina to possibly take that promotion, or they find out, wow, I think that I've hit my limit. I can't do anymore. So that's one of the other positive effects of keeping a productivity work journal. That's why, like I said, the yes and no journal is so helpful. But the other reason why it's so important in terms of productivity and time management is if you pair that off with certain types of technology, they use this in the tech industry, an app called Toggle, T-O-G-G-L. That actually has you chronologically every moment in your day. You log into it and you track how long you spend on each specific task. At the end of the day, it gives you, and the end of the week, and even up to a month, will give you how you're spending your work day.
So that's a real reflection of just how efficient you're being.
Yes. So it kind of keeps you honest. Rescue Time is another tool that it works very similarly. It actually gives you a weekly report and a monthly report, and it really lets you know how effective you are. I actually use Toggle and Rescue Time for everything I do, including the session I'm doing right now.
What are some of the other aha moments that might occur for somebody as they look back through their journaling?
One of the aha moments is some people discover, okay, I'm working on a path that no longer fits who I am. And as they journal more and more, they find out, okay, I'm ready. I have the money saved. I have all the things that are barriers I've worked through. I'm ready to move down in a completely different career path. And for those people, after I have them work through the initial career transitions journal, I recommend a wonderful resource that's actually famous with creative people, and it's becoming more popular in the workforce development world, and that is The Artist's Way. But it's not just the regular Artist's Way edition, it's The Artist's Way at Work. That's a 12-week journaling program where you literally have to journal every single day in order to discover what is blocking you from your ideal career path and how to make your working life work for you.
What are some of the answers to that? When somebody asks themselves or someone else, what is blocking you toward your getting farther down your career path?
Some people find it's fear of success. Many people find it is internal issues that they have from how they were raised to either look at work or people or family relations. And other people find, okay, I may be in the right field, but I'm in the wrong location or I'm in the wrong company. I may need to transition somewhere else in order to achieve my dreams.
And do people sometimes look back and identify what sort of mistakes they made and what they can learn from those?
Absolutely. One of the most rewarding things about the work journaling progress is the research from Harvard Business Review and in psychology has let us know six things. The first of which is people who keep these journals and use one of the three methods that I'm giving you, they are able to focus on resolutions and goals. Why? Because when you're constantly forced to write what you're doing and you're saying, oh, gee, there's a pattern in my behavior, or maybe it's not my supervisor, it's me, then you resolve to change your behavior or fix those problems. The other thing is, one of the things that we know about people who are successful overall is that they, A, love what they do, but two, they also appreciate the process of achieving a goal. So one of the reasons why many of the people that I mentioned earlier, many of them are in artistic fields, but also people-oriented fields, they learn to appreciate the process of either helping themselves grow, achieving a goal, or helping their organization grow. So that's why it's such a useful thing. Another thing that's very important is planning. So it helps people learn to appreciate your planning process. You're going to find out, oh, gee, you know what? My organization likes to plan things one way, but I plan things in a slightly different way. So I can do this in this journal the way it's going to make sense to me, but then translate it over to the organization's method of handling a problem. For instance, some of my clients, going back to the earlier session we had on SMART goals, they find that working backwards is the best way for them to plan a project, but they can create from that a SMART goal because they've gone through a process that helps them plan. So they know how to work beyond languages. The other reason why we talked about a little earlier about personal growth, and also just one of the things, the reason why this is becoming so popular is the concept of reflective practice. And for those of you who don't know, reflective practice is learning to pay attention to your actions to cultivate more efficiency and insights as to why you do what you do. So journaling is one of the most honest ways of doing that.
And you mentioned earlier this idea that some people hold themselves back because they have a fear of success. Now, to someone who is a real go-getter, that may just not make any sense at all. So why would somebody be afraid of success, or, you know, how often does that even come up?
It comes up occasionally. Usually when I have a client who is afraid of success, and we address this through journaling, it's really about the fact they don't actually apply or use the same definition of success that maybe you and I would use. So for some of my clients, one of the things that I help them get comfortable with is the idea that being successful means I have a job. My job is not my life. I care more about doing work in my community, or I may care more about my family. If you feel that way in our society, you're not exactly going to get a whole lot of people that support you, because our society as a rule really does support people that we consider external go-getters at the office, in the larger civic engagement. So it gets people comfortable with that aspect themselves, so that they are therefore able to claim success in a way that's meaningful to them. Because most people, when they have a fear of success, it's really about the fact their version of success differs from what they were told, sometimes by society or their family.
Sasha King is an independent career consultant. She's been talking with us today about career journaling. Sasha, as always, thanks for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up here on 90.5 WESA.